Golf Smarter, number 514, published on November 10, 2015. LPGA Tour player Daniela Iacobelli and GRGS Stats founder Josh Maris.
This is Golf Smarter, sharing tips and insights to lower your score and raise your golf IQ. To hear the full interview and access hundreds of Golf Smarter episodes, sign up for premium access at golfsmarter.libsyn.com. Here's your host, Fred Green.
Welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast, Josh.
Thanks very much, Fred. Pleasure to be on.
Tell us, what your golf experience is and what brought you to creating a golf app.
Sure. My experience in the golf industry started when I was about 17. I got my first job at a golf resort. I worked under the same golf professional for 8 years before I completed a PGA apprenticeship with the PGA of Australia. And as soon as I'd finished that, I followed my dream of wanting to compete on the PGA Tour and made tracks to come over here to the great United States. So that was about 4 years ago that I came over here. And in the first few weeks, got off to a pretty good start, played some good golf. But really what started the process for Get Real was I'd actually been keeping stats for my game since I was a young teenager. Started as handwritten scorecards. It progressed to Excel spreadsheets. And by the time that I'd eventually got here to the States, I didn't have my laptop with me. And in the era of smartphones, I felt that I needed to find something in an app that I could use. And so I went and did some research, looked for the right app. And when I couldn't find the right one, I decided to go out and build it.
Wow.
And so there was the birth of Get Real Golf Stats.
And what kind of stats were you keeping for yourself? I'm curious about that because everyone has, things that they mark on a scorecard or in a little book that you keep. For me, it's always been just when I'm writing them down, I'll put how many fairways I hit, how many greens in regulation, how many putts. That's fun to be able to talk about, but it really didn't improve my game all that much.
Right. Yeah. For me, it started out very much the same way. With handwritten stats, you're limited to, what math you can do in your head and, how many scorecards you can keep track of. So, I much started the same way, tracking fairways, greens in reg and the sure. number of putts, but couldn't really do anything to quantify performance. So, that progressed to an Excel spreadsheet where hole by hole, I would record every shot that was hit, the club that I used for at least my drive and the approach to the green. Again, really, it only allowed me to keep the very basic stats, right. but maybe a little bit more detailed as far as left and right misses with the clubs that I used, and then the distance of my putts. And now Get Real Golf Stats allows myself in particular, but any golfer out there now, the ability to record a round of golf the same way that the PGA Tour does it using the ShotLink system for PGA Tour pros. Mm-hmm. So we're now going into every shot, detailing where you hit the shot from, if you missed a shot, what direction was it, left, right, short left, long right, and the distance it was from the hole. And from that, we can get very detailed stats because we've got algorithms and programs that use that information to turn that into the meaningful statistics.
Stats have become, metrics have become so important in every sport. I mean, you can see what's happened, especially in baseball where they've the whole Billy Bean thing and now how the Cubs. So the metrics are incredibly important to track how you're doing. And I think more importantly, Daniela would be able to answer this if she was here. She is here, by the way. She is struggling to get on. Try again, because I'd love to talk to you about what you've learned in using the GRGS app. Hey! Look who's here. It's the life of the party.
I'm here.
Hi, Daniela. How are you?
How you doing? Doing well. How are you guys?
Fine. Thank you very much for joining us, and welcome to the Golf Smarter podcast.
Well, thank you for having me.
So you've been using GRGS. We'll get into who you are and what you've been doing, but you've been using GRGS and it's helped you.
It has. I started using it actually at the beginning of this year, maybe even part of last off season, just kind of testing it out with off season rounds. And then I'd say 95% of the year, I was really diligent about it. Towards the end of the year, I started getting a little lazy. I was ready for the season to be over. So I didn't really do it. Probably my last maybe 7 rounds.
Right.
But up until then, every single round, every single stroke, it's all in my phone.
And how was your season?
Well, this year I was on the Symetra Tour, which is similar to the web.com.
Okay.
And I obtained my card through that. So next year I'll be back on the LPGA.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You obviously did well. Is it the top 25 on the Symetra Tour?
Top 10.
You had to be in the top 10 at the end of the season to get your card?
Yeah.
That's impressive. Congratulations. It's an honor to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's really cool.
That was good.
So did you have a lot of victories, or you just were in the top of the leaderboard after each round on most of your rounds?
I had one win. We had 23 or 24 events. Had one win, and I want to say maybe 5 or 6 top 10s,
wow.
Top 5s. So, I mean, it was a really consistent year. It was definitely my best year so far.
That's great. And what did you find to be the best part of your game this year?
Things started getting a little closer on the greens. Approach shots started getting closer. And I just started doing aim point as well in January. And my birdie putt range kind of grew. I started feeling a lot more comfortable in the 9 to 18 foot range for birdies. So
huge.
It's ginormous. But
yeah.
the goal just became to kind of try and get it in that range. And obviously closer, even closer, but.
Yeah, we actually did an episode of Golf Smarter a long time ago that we called it doesn't matter how far, it's how close.
Yeah.
Right? Really.
How few.
Well, of course, how few, but you got to get close to get those birdies. It's, you know, you're just not going to hit the long putts. You got to get close with your approach shots.
That's what the statistics say anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what you're proving for us. And
So
you were getting closer. You're getting closer to the pin on your approach shots. Did you find that the GRGS app was, you know, is what showed you that this is what you need to do is work on your short game and your approach shots?
The app pointed out my biggest flaw, which I never really thought about. I'd always put pressure on myself for putting.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out it's not the putting that's the problem. I'm a fairly decent putter. It was the chipping. It was, if I missed a green, my average first putt was 7.4 feet. And I don't like that number. I don't think that's a very a good depiction of chipping. So we're in the off season and I've been grinding away on chipping.
That's awesome. I love the fact that you were able to find something like GRGS, download it on your phone, and all of a sudden your game's getting better.
It is. It's remarkable. It's so much fun, but it's also become a game in my head.
Oh, you got a little video game, huh?
Kind of, right?
How so? Because now you want to
see.
Yeah, you're competing against yourself.
Yeah, I want to see my stats improve.
Yeah.
So I want to get to 100% of fairways. So it's kind of like over the tee shot. I'm not really thinking of the actual golf game that I'm playing. I'm thinking of the stat game. So I'm like, let's hit the fairway. Let's get the fairways at 100%, or let's get the greens at 100%, or let's get the proximity with our sand wedge to inside 10 feet. Or so over these shots, I'm actually kind of thinking of the stats, and it ironically enough alleviated a lot of the stuff going on in my brain and actually helped me swing a little freer, I think.
Interesting. So you were able to increase the confidence, relax the body. Good combination.
Yeah.
Great combination.
Cool.
Interesting.
It was neat to see.
Walk me through a round of golf that I'm holding on to this because I'm speaking for myself, obviously, but as amateur golfers who have no aspirations whatsoever of not only not playing on the tour, I don't even play tournaments. I mean, I just go out there and I'm like, Daniela was saying, I'm just trying to beat myself every week. You know, I mean, that if I can play better than I did the week before, then I'm a happy daddy, right? So what is this going to do, and how does it work for the amateur recreational golfer?
Like I said earlier, at the moment they can, they're free to use the phone while they're playing. Mm-hmm. And I've actually used it in social rounds myself while playing, and it is a lot easier when you can do it right then and there. So if you, most amateurs, if they're riding in a golf cart, have their phone handy. I record after I've hit, after I've played out the hole. And so let's say first hole at the local course I play here is a par five, and I hit my driver, I hit the fairway, I go into the app and it asks me where did I hit the shot from and what was the result. So the first shot for any hole is always going to be hit from the tee. Mm-hmm. And my result is as simple as, did I hit or miss the fairway? And if I miss, was it left or right?
So it's not GPS based. You're not looking at how far you hit the ball.
That's right. It's not GPS based, and we're not measuring how far you hit the shot. And we're not measuring a distance unless you're trying to hit the green. So on a par five, I've hit the fairway. So I'll say hit fairway. I use my driver, next shot. And then so my next shot is hit from the fairway. And if being a par five, I'm attempting to hit it in two, attempting to hit it with my hybrid, I'll either say hit or miss green. That's what's telling me I'm going for the green. If I was laying up, I'd say hit or miss fairway. Mm-hmm. But if I'm going for the green, I might be a miss green, missed it short right, and used my three hybrid. And the distance might have been 210 yards. Next shot. Okay. And that's the distance to the hole, not how far I hit it.
Mm-hmm.
So as the average golfer, we've either got access to a GPS that they're using, whether it's on the cart or their own device, and or they've got a laser. So it's we've got the tools there to get that distance, but it's also an optional thing, so they don't have to record it.
Right. But
by recording it, they'll open up a lot more statistics and data for them to use later.
And is it a scorecard as well? I mean, is it going to, over time, you're going to be able to look at scores as well and what those stats are?
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a running scorecard as you're playing, and you've got access to, after the fact, all of your rounds. You tap on a round to have a look at a basic overview, which provides you just the basic stats like we were talking about before, fairways, greens, number of putts. You've got your scorecard. So you can go in and see, your scores for each hole. You've also got a shot-by-shot display for every hole. So that's particularly good for the coaches so that they can see where you made errors on a hole or how you played a hole well. And then you have the full list of statistics for one round, which has about 250 stats in there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's just for each round.
That's great. That's great. All right, let's talk about your website. How do people find you? And then the memberships and what you're offering to the Golf Smarter community.
Sure. You can find our website, getrealgolfstats.com. We do have a short link, which is grgs.cc. Don't be fooled. So it's not a .com. Unfortunately, a four-letter acronym like that, a bit expensive at the moment.
Yeah.
But .cc. Was available, so quick and easy to type it in.
But what is .cc? I'm sorry, I've never heard of .cc before. What country is that?
I thought it stood for credit card, but no, it doesn't.
What is it?
There is some country out there or something. So
that you were able to get it through that country.
Yeah.
So, I think they're coming up with a .golf. Because I was able to register smarter.golf. So you might want to look into grgs.golf. That would be a good one for you.
I will most definitely have to look into that.
It's a free one for you.
All right. So as I was saying earlier in the piece, we operate on a freemium model. We have the free level, two rounds of golf per month, and then you can pay the additional 99 cents to get more rounds. We have two paid membership levels, one for designed more for the average once a week golfer. We call that our gold package, our gold membership.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have platinum. Platinum's unlimited access, unlimited rounds, plus a couple of additional filtering features when compiling stats. Usually $25.99 at the gold level for the year, or you can pay monthly. And then $79.99 a year for platinum membership. You can also pay monthly, so that's $7.99 a month. You pay that either through our website or in the app to iTunes.
Okay. And that you can cancel that anytime if you need to?
Cancel anytime. You can use it for a month and then cancel it. Mm-hmm. You can pay for your year's membership and then you can cancel it.
Because there's a lot of people who, you know, they only get to play 4 or 5 months a year, 6 months a year.
Right.
They don't get to play all year long. Yeah. So they may not want to be able to hold on to that. But you have
exactly.
an offer. You have a wonderful offer.
Yes, we do. So for the Golf Smarter listeners, if they go to grgs.cc/GolfSmarter, we have an exclusive discount for your listeners. So if you go to that page only through our website, not through the app, but when you sign up and create a free account on that page, when the time comes that you make the decision that you do want to upgrade, we have a 20 to 25% discount on the gold and platinum annual packages. And that's a discount that you'll receive for the lifetime of your membership.
That's awesome.
The only catch is you've got to create the account page.
Right. Right. But you don't need a credit card to create a free account.
No, right. Not at all. So everyone that signs up gets to use the app, the website for free for the first 30 days. And that's the platinum level. Mm-hmm. So you get to see everything that's available to you. And after 30 days, it reverts back to our free membership, at which time it's a choice as to whether you want to upgrade or not. And we don't bug you with a heap of emails. You get one about a week beforehand, just reminding you you've got 7 days left. That's it.
That's
no
awesome.
No credit card needed unless you want to upgrade.
Right. And you should upgrade because only you get you get this 20 to 25% discount if you go to grgs.cc/golfsmarter, one word there, and you will get a discount on the premium membership, the platinum membership, right? The platinum membership.
Yes.
You'll get the discount on that, and that will no matter how long you keep that membership, you will always pay that price. They won't up it at the end of the year. So that is very generous, and I thank you very much.
You're welcome. That just to clarify too, there's a discount on the gold membership as well, the middle package that we have. So that's for both levels. So even
Sorry.
So it's not just for the platinum. It's there for the once a week golfer too that only needs the 5 rounds a month.
I stand corrected, and I'm happy to be corrected on that. That's very nice. That's very nice. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Yeah, that's great. So again, Daniela, Josh, thank you so much both for joining me for this conversation, and to everybody who joined in, and to the Golf Smarter community. You missed a chance. You could have been here and talking to these guys or asking the questions yourself, but I appreciate you listening always, and looking forward to speaking to you again soon. Both of you, Daniela, good luck this season.
Thank you, guys. Thank you both. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Daniela. Great to meet you virtually
as opposed to emails.
Yeah. And look forward to seeing you out there next year on the LPGA. So.
You got it.
Especially when you get to the West Coast swing.
Yes.
Yes, for sure.
Absolutely. Northern California and Southern California. All right. I think to close, what we need to do, Daniela, give us one more shot of that check above your bed there, right, in your room.
Here,
so that next year when you come on, next year, we'll seal you a bigger check.
We'll do you
There's the tour card.
Ooh, the tour card. Look at that, 2016. That's awesome. This recording was conducted at blab.im and is still there if you'd like to watch it. But as our premium subscribers are hearing right now, it's over an hour long. Each new episode of Golf Smarter will be live on Blab, which allows you to participate with your own questions. To receive an automatic notification of our next recording time and date, keep your eye on Golf Smarter in Facebook or follow me on Blab or Twitter @GolfSmarter.